You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and coming up on the 4th of October is an event that is focusing on Thomas D'Arcy McGee, and it's a tree fundraiser, and the Irish Society of the National Capital Region, in partnership with the Bytown Museum and St. Patrick's Basilica, plan to commemorate the 200th anniversary of Thomas D'Arcy McGee's birth with a tree planting event on the grounds of St. Patrick's Basilica to recognise him for his contribution to this country and to the city. And Thomas O'Neill is here with me. Thomas is the president of the Irish Society. And also, we have Father Stephen from St. Patrick's Basilica. Father Stephen and Tom. Ta fáilte roth, go raibh míle maith agaibh. It's great to have you here. Tom, I'll start with you because I know the Irish Society naturally have a very deep interest in maintaining the Irish culture in the city. And Thomas D'Arcy McGee is such an integral part of that. Where and how did this evolve as a project that you felt would commemorate the 200th anniversary appropriately?
Well, I became president of the Irish Society last November. And since then, we're doing everything 200. So this year is the 200th anniversary of D'Arcy McGee's birth. Next year will be the 200th anniversary of Bytown, the creation as a city. And then following that is the 200th anniversary of Byward Market. And my family is part of this city since we dug Michael O'Neill, my great ancestors, dug the Rideau Canal in 1826. So this is an important part to promoting that we've not just been a contributor, but we've been a strong supporter of everything Irish in this city. D'Arcy McGee is a leader, and I think it just came at the same time. I won't blame Trump for it, but there needs more civility in our public institutions. D'Arcy McGee was a Catholic promoting the union of Protestants and Catholic to form a nation. He saw the greatest thing as bringing people together instead of divisions, and I think we need that more now than ever before. So that's one of the reasons why.
Ironically, when you say that, given that D'Arcy McGee was assassinated, and it's an illustrative in many ways of people who have really worked hard to try to bring people together end up being the victims of extremism. So it is an interesting scenario that while we're celebrating the birth, that ultimately his assassination here in Ottawa also resulted from those efforts. Father Stephen, the tree is going to be planted in the grounds of the basilica down there. Your interest, and I take it you're an historian and you have a great love and respect for Thomas D'Arcy McGee. Where and how did that? Where did you get bitten by the bug of something like that?
I was born and raised in Montreal, and as you know, D'Arcy represented Montreal in Parliament. He is actually buried, ironically, not very far from one of my mother's sisters. So whenever we would visit her grave, we would also go and visit his. My family also attended St. Patrick's Basilica in Montreal, and they have restored his pew. It's in about the middle of the basilica, very old-fashioned, still has the cushion with the Canadian flag. And at the very back of the church, there's a plaque to honor him. If, as you know, his funeral was there, his 43rd birthday. And the plaque is to the most eloquent of the fathers of Confederation. So that's a little bit of history. But then when I became rector here, our first church was on Spark Street. We're now a little further down. And D'Arcy McGee was a very good friend of our first pastor, Father Dawson.
So the other interesting thing, of course, is D'Arcy McGee, one of the reasons that I understand historically he was assassinated was because he changed his philosophy from where he believed initially that violence and confrontation was going to achieve change, and came to a point where he believed that coming together, confederation, negotiation, and nation building was going to happen through peace. And not everybody bought into that story. And as Tom said earlier on, you know, given the times we now live in, that those tenets, those values are in an awful lot of ways more relevant. Well, they're as relevant as they always were, but they're particularly relevant at the moment in any country where polarization is very much on the horizon. So, Father, do you want to jump in on that one?
We're actually seeing it in the church as well, where people are even divided about whether we should return to the Latin Mass or whether we should continue with the vernacular. People are even divided about whether they should receive communion on the tongue or directly on the hand. So there is division. Sadly, the internet, I think, plays an important role in dividing us, because there's comments on both sides and sometimes very harsh comments. We saw it with Charlie Kirk recently and his assassination. We need people who are bringing us together. I quoted in my homily the other day a David Brooks, who writes for the New York Times, who said that our leaders used to always bring out our better angels, and they're not doing that anymore. They're bringing out our worst, the worst in us, and instead of bringing us together, they're dividing us.
Right. And Tom, what would your perspective be on this one? That this gives an opportunity very much, as I said, to highlight the value that McGee brought in nation building.
Well, I don't think Canada is as close to the United States in their way of thinking, but there is divisions. And this is the nation's capital, and this is a city that should show leadership. So when this came up as a possibility of doing it, then Father Stephen's reaching out to us saying he'd be more than glad to allow us to put a tree on the grounds of St. Patrick Basilica. So let's face it, the greatest thing in Ottawa that's the Irish is definitely our embassies and our churches. And having a tree planted in 2025 to mark a significant contribution to a significant Irishman is a milestone for us. I plan to have my grandkids there on the 4th, because this is a moment for all Irish.
What's interesting in using the tree, I've just come back from Ireland, and in Kinsale, there is a park that has 343 trees in it. And for an Irishman to get through that sentence comfortably in itself is a challenge. They did that. That's the tongue twister, 343 trees. but it's 343 to represent the 343 firefighters who lost their life on September 11th. And there was on September 11th, there was a commemorative event there. And, you know, what's so powerful in this and is reflected here as well is that the tree is such a symbol of growth and regrowth. And the tree can survive so long through our cold winters and everything else. But the poignancy of it and the richness of it, and I'm sure it's a maple that will be planted, I have no doubt.
It is. Yeah. An autumn-blazed maple.
Indeed. So time-wise, location-wise, is on St. Patrick's, and time-wise?
2 p.m. on Saturday, October the 4th.
Right.
We'll have the dedication, the plant, the tree, everything will be in place prior to it. But the official ceremony is at 2 p.m. We hope everybody join us. We'll do a small reception in the Scarvey in the basement of St. Patrick's Basilica afterwards.
And that is, say, September or as October.
October.
4th. October 4th. We're nearly in. We're only tripping over ourselves to get to October anyway.
Yes.
Again, more details can be found on that. I know if you do a search on Google, be it for the Irish Society National Capital Region, it'll bring you both to the Facebook page and to the website. And you get all the details there. And donations, I know, are being sought and will be gratefully accepted.
Well, it's donations and contributions. So if you wish to contribute to it, we encourage you to do it, because it is, as I say, a milestone. It's a 100 years from now, you'll say, I contributed to that tree when it stands tall.
Well, all I can say if 100 years from now I'm there to say that, I will be.
That's the optimistic Irishman in me there, Austin.
I will be the subject of medical study.
Well, hopefully we'll be with Darcy in heaven, right?
Yeah. Thank you both indeed for taking the time and congratulations.